Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday night. It is 9 o'clock here in the East, and it is 6 o'clock on the West Coast. And this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight I'm going to talk about the unfortunate passing in the last 24 hours of both Tom the Dynamite Kid Billington and Larry the Axe Hennig. Now, I am of an age where I was able to enjoy Dynamite Kid and Davey Boy Smith as the British Bulldogs for a couple of years before they split up. And Dynamite Kid was way ahead of his time in terms of skill and charisma and just overall ring presence, I guess. He was a very underrated wrestler. He was a technical wizard. He obviously was a major influence on Chris Benoit, who would employ his diving headbutt in his career. And just all around, Dynamite Kid was in, well, Dynamite. He was a larger than life presence in a very small package. Unfortunately, his style caught up to him in later years, and he suffered from spinal stenosis and other degenerative diseases that caused him to be confined to a wheelchair in his later years, and ultimately led to his death yesterday at the age of 60, coincidentally on his 60th birthday. And I've always said I hate to see somebody die on their birthday. And it rings especially true for this case because, like I said, growing up, I was a huge fan of the British Bulldogs. And I think it was a, I won't say it was a tragedy because the cause of his death was directly related to something that he absolutely loved. And I really can't find any tragedy in that. But I really hope that the WWE will honor the Dynamite Kid and Davey Boy Smith, hopefully with an induction in the WWE Hall of Fame this coming year at WrestleMania. I can't think of a more deserving tag team that's not already in. And I think that it would be, I think it's the perfect time to do it. Also, just this morning, we had the death of Larry the Axe Hennig, who is, of course, the father of Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig, and the grandfather of Curtis Axel. Now, I was not around to see much, if any, of Larry Hennig's in-ring career. I think I've seen some of it on the WWE Network from his later years in the AWA, but I'm not really familiar with Larry the Axe Hennig's work or his career other than being the father of Mr. Perfect and the grandfather of Curtis Axel. But from everything that I have heard, he was a larger-than-life individual. He was strong as an ox, and he got the Axe nickname because one chop would chop you down like an axe. And that's something I think that is missing in today's professional wrestling, I think. And you notice, I always say professional wrestling. I will never use the other term. I will never use the WWE's term. Well, I won't say never, but I will very rarely use the WWE's term. I will almost always say professional wrestling because to me, it will always be professional wrestling, even if it is more entertainment than wrestling, it will always be professional wrestling to me. But got off on a tangent. What WWE needs and what all of professional wrestling needs is guys like Larry the Axe Hennig, guys who are throwbacks to that era and that kind of style. And I think you're kind of seeing that with a guy like Lars Sullivan. I mean, Lars Sullivan is an absolute beast. The guy is 6'2", 303 pounds, and he is just an absolute beast. And honestly, I think guys like that, guys like Braun Strowman, are the kind of thing that professional wrestling needs right now. Personally, that's what I'm a fan of. I'm not really a fan of the high-flying. Agility is great. And don't get me wrong, for their size, Braun Strowman and Lars Sullivan are two of the most agile guys in the business. But and you do need agility to be a professional wrestler, but I'm more of a fan of the power guys, the guys like Hulk Hogan, the Ultimate Warrior, Rick Rude, who was also, I mean, he was also an agile guy. Macho Man Randy Savage, for his size, was ungodly strong. And I'm more of a fan of that kind of wrestling as opposed to high-flying, flippy, I mean, sometimes that is exciting to watch, but when it starts to take over as the predominant form of wrestling, I'm not a big fan of that. I like guys who can overpower their opponents. I like guys who can take their opponents down and wrestle on the mat with them. Guys like Kurt Angle. I'm a huge fan of Kurt Angle's style of wrestling. I'm also a big fan of Dolph Ziggler. Now, Dolph Ziggler, he'll mix in high flying and mat-based wrestling, and that's great. I'm not a fan of guys like the Lucha House Party, who all they do is run around the ring and flip and all that stuff. Guys like the Revival are more my style of wrestling. Speaking of the Lucha House Party and the Revival, if I was the Revival, I would ask for my release, unless they're building to something huge right now, which I can't really see that happening. The Revival are being totally wasted on the main roster. They were one of the most dominant tag teams in NXT. And they are a joke on the main roster. I mean, they lost back-to-back handicap matches, 3-on-2 and then 3-on-1. The Lucha House Rules thing is beyond stupid. Now, if you wanted to take that rule for a one-on-one match and you wanted to add one person, okay. But to add both people who were on the outside and make it a 3-on-1 handicap match, that's just stupid. And honestly, I think the Lucha House Rules rule is stupid to begin with. And I think it should be banned. And I think, and I want to say this about Baron Corbin as general manager. Baron Corbin has got to be the worst general manager in the history of professional wrestling. I get that he's a heel. I get that he should be self-serving, but it's too much. It is too much. And that's why I think the ratings are so low. But hopefully after TLC, something will change. But I'm about out of time. I'll be back tomorrow night to talk about more issues in professional wrestling. And maybe have an interview. So until tomorrow night at 11:30 p.m. Eastern, have a good night, everybody.